Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music once a week on Monday nights at 7 with a replay Saturday at 1. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I absolutely love and an occasional odd reading or philosophy or something which I call a wombat. I have no specific wombats planned this evening, although sometimes spontaneous wombats occur. I'm going to start the evening off with the same song I ended last week with. I didn't get to finish it, and it's a heavy-duty song. It's called Trying to Love Two Women by the Oak Ridge Boys. And what they're saying is that it's hard, it's difficult. And one of the lines I like is, trying to please two women, you can't please yourself. That says it all. Anyway, it's a good song. A lot of good country rock in it. Some good solo bits with a guitar and stuff. This is Trying to Love Two Women by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. One's got my money, the other's got my heart. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. Try to please two women, you can't please yourself. Best it's only half good, a man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. It's like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Trying to Love Two Women by the Oak Ridge Boys. Moving on to something a little quieter. This is A Whiter Shade of Pale. The original version of this was so special that it was very hard for anyone to compete. But Annie Lennox did quite a job. This is her version of A Whiter Shade of Pale. Annie Lennox is a very successful British singer and a political person and a philanthropist, and quite well known. She was given an order of merit by the Queen and so forth. But she's also, one quote I enjoyed, it said, so I can find it here, the greatest living white blues singer, the greatest white soul singer alive. One Rolling Stone referred to her as that. So this is not a soul song, but it's a great song, and you can hear Annie Lennox's talent, I think, in this song. So, a whiter shade of pale.
Thank you.
That was A Wider Shade of Pale by Annie Lennox. The next performer I think has as much talent as Annie Lennox, which is one heck of a lot. However, she has a slight handicap, and that's her name. Her last name is Schneckenberger. You're going to have a lot of talent to make it big with a name like Schneckenberger. She's got it. Lisa Schneckenberger. She plays fiddle and sings, and maybe banjo too, but fiddle mostly. And I've seen her at several different weekend performances and just love her music. And she's also a delightful person and teaches fiddle classes and stuff. So this is a song called A Fair Maid by the Seashore. And it's her singing. I think there's some fiddling here too, but it's mostly her singing. And I enjoy this song very much.
There was a fair maiden far crossed in love, far crossed in love as a pearl. Nothing could she find but to ease her fair mind than to stray all along the seashore. Stray all along the seashore. There was a sea captain plowing the deep, plowing the deep as a pearl. Nothing could he find but to ease his sad mind than to sail all along the seashore. Sail all along the seashore. Oh, I've got silver and I've got gold, and I have got the costly window. All these I would give to my jolly seaman if they'll bring this fair damsel on board. Bring this fair damsel on board. With many persuasions she came on board. The captain, he welcomed her there. Saying fairly well sorrow and care, fairly well sorrow and care. She sang him a song, it was at his request. She sang it so sweet and so fair. She sang it so sweet, so neat and complete, that she sang the sea captain to sleep. Sang the sea captain to sleep. Then she robbed him of silk, she robbed him of gold, she robbed him of costly wares. Oh, and the captain's broadsword she used for an oar as she paddled her boat to the shore. Paddled her boat to the shore. Oh, were my man sleeping or were my man mad? Were my man sunk in despair? Oh, let the lady so gay should thus run away when the captain he welcomed her there. Captain, he welcomed her there. Sunk in despair. Oh, I deluded your crew, and likewise you too. And again I'm a maid on the shore. Oh, again I'm a maid on the
That was The Fair Maid by the Seashore, sung by Lisa Schneckenberger, and fiddle by Lisa Schneckenberger. Now we've got two more traditional songs. Next one is a very well-known fiddle banjo tune called Cotton Eye Joe, and I've got another version of it that was very popular in Europe that I play sometimes. This is an American version, and I don't know who the artists are. I've looked for it, but I can't find out. But I like the song, I like the arrangement. So here we go with an old-time classic bluegrass, old-timey country, Cotton-Eyed Joe.
Oh, don't you remember a long time ago, a daddy had a man he called the Cotton-Eyed Joe. Flew into town on a traveling show, and nobody danced like the Cotton-Eyed Joe. Cotton-Eyed Joe, Cotton-Eyed Joe, where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Mama's at the window, Mama's at the door. She can't see nothing but the Cotton Eye Joe. Daddy held the fiddle, I held the bow. We played the hell out of Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe,
Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from?
from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe,
where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. That was Cotton Eye Joe by unknown performers. So, I wish I did know who they were. Next up is a banjo tune by Mary Z. Cox. Mary Z. Cox is a third-generation Floridian, and I'm a sixth-generation Floridian. She's played the banjo since she was 12, two-time Florida banjo champion, and just has a lovely style. And this particular song is called The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And I know several versions of that, and I don't recognize them in this banjo tune, but I do recognize a wonderful banjo sound. So this is Mary Z. Cox playing The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Z. Cox playing The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Now we're getting into something a little different. This is 110 Soldier from 1969, sung by the original cast. A popular song. It climbed various hit parades. Never made it to the top in the U.S., although it did in some other countries. But sort of a story song, and it's more symbolic than real in some ways. But it's always been one of my favorites. So this is 110 Soldier, sung by the original cast.
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago. A kingdom on a mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath a stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, justify it. Trumpets blowing, come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after, one tin soldier rides away. So the people of the valley brothers, we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried. Go ahead and hit your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. While piano trumpets blowing, come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides away.
One Tin Soldier by the original cast. Next up is another sort of a Levy song. This is One More Night by Phil Collins. And it speaks to me in some way that I can't really explain. It's, I guess the relationship is over and the singer is saying, just one more night. Just want to be with you one more time. Obviously missing the relationship and everything, but somehow it cuts across some barriers as sort of a sincere statement coming from someone who's been hurt, but not hurt so bad they're bitter. So this is One More Night by Phil Collins, and he was formerly a drummer with Genesis and then had a tremendous solo album, one of the best singing solo artists of all time. So here we go.
Oh,
That was One More Night by Phil Collins, which I enjoy. Next up is a classic. It's from 1956. It's sung by Nat King Cole. The song is Autumn Leaves. Autumn Leaves has been sung by many people. It's actually a French song from the 40s. And this song, that Nat King Cole's version, was done for a movie called Autumn Leaves, starring Joan Crawford. But others have done it since then, and it's just a beautiful song. But I think it's also a great showpiece for Nat King Cole's voice. He has a touch that this song allows him to demonstrate. So it's a gentle song. This is Autumn Leaves, as sung by Nat King Cole.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. Touching song. How about a change of mood? Next up is Honky Tonk Man by Dwight Yoakam. Song was originally written and recorded by Johnny Horton back in 1956, and he had a hit with it then. He re-released it in 62, had another hit, and then Dwight Yoakam came along and did a release of it in 1986, and it became an even bigger hit. I like it. It's got a lot of rhythm in it, a lot of stuff going on. It's a real real energy song. So this is Dwight Yoakam singing Honky Tonk Man.
Well, I'm a honky tonk man, ain't a crazy style. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of time. The moon comes up and the sun goes down, but I can't wait to see the light. I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on telephone, singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old bebop. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl in a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox moaning those honky-tonk sounds. Well, I can't wait to leave my money down. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love is giving the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Honky Tonk Man by Dwight Yoakam. Time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's FM 90.7, your college and community station, and this show is on Monday nights at 7 and replayed Saturdays at 1. If you'd like to contact me directly, please email me at HBAYA, that's Harry Baia, HBAYA, at EHC, Emory Henry College, EHC.edu. And if you'd like to pick us up streaming on the web, go to ehc.edu and look for the link to WEHC. That'll get you there. And they have a stream. We're streaming. Next song up is an old song for me. This, while I was in college, there was a group that was popular called Bud and Travis. Apparently, they weren't together long. Bud Dashiell and Travis Edmondson made beautiful music together, but apparently they couldn't get along too well. They kept splitting up. So, but still, they made a number of albums, and this is one of the songs. I used to love this song. And all those, also, this is from what I call my Snap, Crackle, and Pop collection. I couldn't find the song anywhere, so I got it off a record I had, and all my records are a little scratchy. So this one has some crackles and snaps in it, and I think it even jumps a band once. Anyway, this is Truly Do, from around 1957, and a song that I've always been quite attached to.
Baby, don't you cry. Hey, baby, don't you pass me by. Remember the boy used to sing this song when the summer nights were long. You truly do.
Well, you heard the snap, crackle, and pop from the old scratchy record. So that was Bud and Travis singing I Love You Truly Do from around 1957. Next up is from 1977, or right near there. Actually, it was released in 73, but it didn't make it big for a while. This is She's Gone by John Hall and Daryl Oates. Did I get that right? No, I think it's Daryl Hall and John Oates. Hall and Oates. And this is a classic for me. It's just a wonderfully rich piece of music. So here we go with She's Gone by Hall and Oates.
Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. Ooh, what will be here? She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
The devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone. Oh, I, what went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. A morning there's a toothbrush hanging in the stand. Yeah. My face ain't looking any younger. Now I can see love taking her.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I, what went wrong?
Think I'll spend eternity in the city. Let the carbon and monoxide choke my thoughts away. And pretty bodies help dissolve the memories.
They can never be
what she was
to
me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone. Oh, I
pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone. Oh, I, what went wrong?
That was She's Gone by Hall & Oates from a while back. Next up is a song I first heard in Canada. I was up visiting there and happened to walk through the living room of the house we were in, and this song was playing, and it just caught me. It just grabbed me. I'd never heard anything quite like it, and absolutely loved it and tracked it down. This was about, over 20 years ago, I'd say. And the song is called Red, Red Wine by UB40, and I just think it's a great piece of music. It bothers me that it advocates drinking wine to solve your problems, and having been around alcoholics off and on in my life, this is not a good message to send to them or to me. But nonetheless, it's a beautiful song, and a lot of songs do have that same message in it. So this is Red, Red Wine by UB40, and it's just sort of a unique harmony and rhythm. Red, Red Wine by UB40, and just a classic. Well, next up is another one that's a classic with another kind of special harmony. This is the Everly Brothers, and the Everly Brothers sang in parallel thirds, is what I was told, and so it gave them this unique harmony, which you're going to hear now. And this is one of the songs from my high school years. This was called Bird Dog. I don't know if they have the same expressions today in high school that we had when I was there, but a bird dog was somebody who tried to take your girlfriend away. And so they were bird dogging you. Why that expression was there, I don't know. But it's clearly explained in this song. So this is Bird Dog by the Everly Brothers.
Johnny is a joker, he's a bird, a very funny joker, he's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog, his joking ain't so funny, what a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby, he's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird, sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby, he's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my loving love alone. Paper dog, get away from my cheek. Paper dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher, he's a bird. He tiptoed up to reach her, he's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now, he's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now, well, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
Bird Dog by the Everly Brothers from long ago. That was I came back from Caracas, Venezuela in 1957 to go to college, and was in Abingdon for a month. And that song was popular that summer. It might have been popular the summer before, but that I remember hearing it then. Next up is a fiddle piece. John Hartford's probably my favorite fiddler, and I've got a few. And this one's called Blackberry Blossom. It's a song I've wanted to learn and have worked on some, but it's a little too complicated for me. But he does a great job with it. So this is Blackberry Blossom by John Hartford.
The mouth of a hollering head said, Garfield, what's that tune? Garfield chewing a chew-a-chew tobacco, spit right down in the blackberry bush. Said, by God, well, we'll just call her Blackberry Blossom. And I guess they did. Strings and a white bone keys and a hell the fiddle against his chest. Well, he carried the rage of a blind man's soul as he rocked the fiddle and he pulled the bow.
Blackberry Blossom by John Hartford, one of the great fiddlers of all time in my book. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, and I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and with a replay on Saturday at 1. This show, Wombats and Music, it's 3 years now I've been doing the show. This is show number 161, and I play anything I really love. I've been collecting songs now for all these years that I've had the show. And of course, I had a lot of songs before that, but I never really put them all together and figured out which ones I like best. But now, because of this show, I have a collection of about, 1,500 songs that I just absolutely delight in and can run through any time and find. Trying to find 10 or 15 songs for this show is never a problem. It's the main problem is trying to weed it down a little bit and also not play the same song 2 weeks in a row, because I like songs a lot and I'll say, I want to play that. And then I'll realize, I think I played that last week. In fact, on my show list this week, I had Rocket Man by Elton John. And as I was getting ready, I think I played that about 3 weeks ago. I remember talking about Rocket Man, that this is an ordinary job. So anyway, I have a lot of fun picking out the songs and listening to them, and it's been a great pleasure to do this show. And I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I tell you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.